Welcome to Flagler in Focus, the podcast where we dive deep into all things Flagler County. I'm your host, Karen Callahan, and with each podcast, we'll explore the people, places, and events of our community, from interviews with local experts, community leaders, and fabulous folks with stories to tell. We're your go-to source for staying connected to what's happening in Flagler County.
And we are so excited because today we have with us our coastal engineer for Flagler County, Ainsley Renke. Good morning, Ainsley.
Good morning.
We are so excited to have you. I'm always excited to have you. We are office mates, so I can see her from down the hall. So Ainsley, let's start this morning with a brief introduction of yourself.
Okay. Ainsley Renke. I am the coastal engineering administrator here at Flagler County. Been here almost 2 years now. And what else do you want to know?
I want to know everything. See, I already know that she's one of the most interesting people out there. I've heard you've sailed through the Caribbean. So tell me a little bit about that.
Right. So, yeah, I learned how to sail when I was in grad school. I was getting my PhD at NC State University, but doing all of my research down on the coast, and learned how to sail, and then met some people that had lived on their sailboat and lived in the Bahamas for a year, and I thought, wow, I want to do that one day. So my husband and I actually did it with our two kids, got back from sailing. Gosh, it's been about 5 years now, but we took a year and a half and sailed all the through the Caribbean from South Carolina all the way down to Trinidad.
For an entire year and a half.
Yeah.
So what was one of your most exciting parts? I think the whole thing sounds exciting, but what were some of your great takeaways from that?
Well, okay. So some of the highlights were meeting all the fabulous, wonderful people along the way. Mm-hmm. We ended up sailing with two other families that had children that we met in Georgetown, Bahamas, and sailed all the way to Grenada with them. And just visiting all the different islands. We went to 13 different countries.
Amazing.
Yeah, the little island nations. You mm-hmm. know? And they're all different and unique in their own way.
They all have their own dialects, their own culture, their own foods. I would imagine the food would be my favorite to try
in some of the places. No, but it was good to get our kids to venture out and try a lot of new things and open their eyes to different cultures
and get all that vitamin D while you're at it.
Exactly. That's right.
Was there anything harrowing? Is there anything you can write a book about?
You know, I was thinking about this. It's funny that you mentioned it. I was thinking about this last night when I couldn't sleep in the night about one of the storms that we were in. When we first started sailing, we were leaving. Well, I say first started sailing. We had been out there maybe 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. And we were crossing from the Turks and Caicos down to the Dominican Republic, and it was an overnight sail, and it was one of the first storms we were in, and mm-hmm. you're out there in the big Atlantic, and this was the first time we were out there at night without our buddy boat. And we got into a storm, and the lightning would just light up the entire ocean, and all you could see is waves all around you. Ooh. And just knowing you're out there by yourself.
Yes.
And my kids are like sound asleep, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But I remember one of my sons was sleeping on the bench right there in the, a sailboat has the area where you can sit all around where the steering wheel mm-hmm. is, right? Mm-hmm. And he was laying there on that bench, and a big wave hit, and I looked over, and I'm like, is he still there?
Oh my gosh.
And so now I look back on that, and I'm like, why didn't I have him clipped in? I mean, obviously I should have. But at the time, you know, we were just new, and we didn't have all the fancy equipment, and we were just...
That sounds so much fun, and good for you and good for your family. So would you do it again?
Oh, yeah. I would do it again. 100%, yes.
I want to do it with you. I'll go.
I will say this. You miss the creature comforts after a while, but, you have to put all your laundry in bags. You have to put it on a dinghy, drive over to land, unload it, get down to the laundry. You know,
yeah.
So there's all these things. Groceries, same thing.
Yeah.
So now having a washer and dryer in your house where you can just go wash all your clothes whenever you want, it's nice.
Listen, life's an adventure, and those of us that actually live the adventure are just better off for it, in my opinion. But
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. Well, being that you are a creature of the outdoors, I'm starting to realize why you probably became a coastal engineer, but I will let you tell our audience what got you into coastal engineering.
Right. Okay. So I was a civil engineering major in college, and actually my first job was in structural engineering. And I moved to North Carolina, where I saw a lot of coastal engineering issues down at the coast. So there was a high rise that was about to fall in the ocean because
this, oh goodness,
yeah, the inlet was actually migrating closer and closer every time there was a nor'easter storm. You could just stand there and watch it get closer. And the policy in North Carolina is you are not allowed to build any hard structures to protect your property. So the policy is no hard structures on the beaches. They actually made an exception and let them put what they call geotubes, which are these really large, hard sandbags, which basically act like a seawall. And they let them put those there for a couple years while they came up with a design to relocate the entire inlet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that got my attention immediately, and I thought, I'm hooked. I want to learn more about this. Like, can you actually have a job, like, you know, doing this? So that's when I went back to school at NC State and started pursuing coastal engineering.
Excellent. Was this before or after you started teaching?
So I ended up following through with my PhD, and then I got a job teaching. And so I have an undergrad in civil engineering, and I actually got a PhD in sediment transport and coastal oceanography.
Very specific.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, yes, I studied the movement of sand.
And then when did you move over to, when did you move here to Flagler County?
I moved down here October 2022, right before Hurricane Nicole.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Trial by fire here.
Yeah. I was actually down here looking for a place to live to start this job when Ian hit. And we had to get out of here and go back up to South Carolina. And, of course, Ian followed us and hit me the second landfall where we live in South Carolina.
Ian had his eyes on you, Ainsley.
I know. And then moved down here. And then Nicole hit. So I was very busy with FEMA and emergency emergency projects as soon as I started.
I feel like Nicole was Ian's jealous girlfriend. Just wanted to follow him up. Okay. Well, excellent. Well, that actually leads me to what's going on right now, because do my eyes deceive me, or am I actually, tell me, am I actually seeing beach, like extended beach in downtown Flagler, Beach?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what we have going on now in Flagler Beach is a beach nourishment project. Flagler County has only done dune restoration projects, and this is the first large-scale beach nourishment project where we're actually building the beach out and pushing the water, the ocean, out. And so we're going to have a nice wide, 100-foot wide beach out there for people to enjoy.
I'm already seeing people out there enjoying it.
Yep. So if you go right north of Snack Jack's, all the way up to about 25th Street, I think the beach is open now.
Now, this is a project that we're doing with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And we're calling it the Coast Storm Risk Management Project?
Coastal Storm Risk Management.
So, okay, excellent.
Yeah, it provides a buffer from long-term erosion and obviously large coastal storms. And that's the reason that the Army Corps is participating in this project, to protect the infrastructure, the homes, businesses, and everything along that corridor there, and A1A as well.
So for those people who don't know, what actually, how does a project like this protect our coastal communities from erosion and storm damage?
So the large beach is not only good for recreation, which is wonderful to have here for tourists and residents alike, but it also protects the dune system from our everyday erosion that happens. So small storms like nor'easters are going to erode the beach and take the sand further offshore and form sandbars instead of always, you know, eroding that dune. So the dune should only get inundated in hurricane, large coastal storms. And the dune is there to protect. It's our last, you know, line of defense, basically, to protect the infrastructure behind it.
Now, you mentioned sandbars. What does that mean for our large surfing community?
Right. So now that we've pumped up, well, in total, we will have pumped up close to about 1.75 million cubic yards of sand.
I can't even fathom that.
And that would be going between Gamble Rogers State Park and to North 7th Street South. Or, sorry, North 7th Street, right?
Yes,
north
yes,
of the
yes,
pier.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And so it's a 3.5 mile stretch there. So that's a large volume of sand to be pumped up in a 3.5 mile stretch. And some of that sand is going to go offshore and form sandbars, which means that the surfers should be happy. We'll get some nice wave action out there breaking on those sandbars.
Excellent. Also, a lot of people want to know, how does beach renourishment impact the local wildlife and our ecosystems? And our sea turtles.
Right. So this is a great thing for the sea turtles. Now they actually have a beach to crawl up on and lay their eggs.
Yay.
And if you look at the statistics for the state, beach nourishment, you know, it makes sense, right? It's logical. You build a beach, the turtles will have a place to lay their eggs. But mm-hmm. the statistics show that we get about 3 times more nests in areas where the beach has been rebuilt.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It increases that activity a lot.
With all that being said, you are not just focused on beach renourishment per se. You're also a huge proponent for our county's delicate dune systems. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure, yes. So after Ian and Nicole, much of the dune system in the county was devastated. And so we spent over $30 million restoring 11.5 miles of dune in northern Flagler County. Mm-hmm. And this does provide habitat as well as a buffer to protect all of the homes and infrastructure. Yes, and so we are trying to get the word out to tell people, please don't walk on the dunes, because after you build the dune with the sand, you've got to vegetate it, and the vegetation will grow and stabilize the dune with its roots and mm-hmm. also collect more sand as the wind-blown sand is caught in the leaves. So that vegetation is critical for the dune system to be stabilized. And if we walk on the small little plants that we spent over $1 million planting, they're going to die. So please don't walk on the dunes. Use designated walkways and beach access pathways.
What are there signs so people can understand where they can and cannot walk?
Right, yes. So we have, county signs showing this is a designated county beach access. And we also will be placing signs in areas where we do not want you to walk. There'll be red and white signs say it's unlawful to walk on dunes. So please pay attention to those signs.
Perfect. Well, is there anything else you would like to add, Ainsley?
Well, so I would like to add that this is exciting to see an actual beach being built here in Flagler County. A lot of this has been done in other parts of Florida, but this is the first beach nourishment project of Flagler mm-hmm. County, and we are looking to expand in a next phase two next year, and it's going to extend the same wide beach from where we leave off with the Army Corps project mm-hmm. all the way to Varn Park. And so that's to come next year. We're in the planning phase right now.
Excellent. Well, we are looking forward to updates from you and your team on all things beach nourishment. So we're excited.
Great.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast to talk with us this morning.
Sure thing. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks for tuning in to Flagler in Focus, your window into the heart of Flagler County. We are available at flaglercounty.gov/podcast or wherever podcasts are available. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the stories that shape our community.